Windsor Park, let's talk about what's going on in the real estate market for March 2024. We're going to talk about how many sales there were, how many active listing, months of inventory, average sale price, and days on the market. All this data is from MLS and it's for single residential detached homes. So that's what we'll be focusing on. I'm Stephen Olenek, RE/MAX Performance Realty, and all of this information is of my own opinion and not the opinion of RE/MAX. So let's take a peek here. First off with sales, 14 sales in the month of March, up from 6 and 6 in January and February. Active listings currently are showing at 6. So that puts you at 0.42 of a month of delivery, to less than half a month of inventory. Now, an MOI, months of inventory, is a great metric to determine the liquidity of any real estate market. 0 to 4 months is a seller's market. 4 to 6 months is a balanced market. And beyond that is a buyer's market. So when you've got less than half a month's worth of inventory, you're on a very low seller's market. So you will see prices start to creep up when that happens. Usually anytime you're less than 2 months worth of inventory, you start seeing prices increase. And out of the 14 homes that sold, 381 being the average selling price. I've been telling people, if you're buying, I've seen it for the last few months, now's the time to buy. We're going to see prices creeping up. We're going to see some of that happening. And when the Bank of Canada announces even a 0.25% rate drop, oh my goodness, I think we're going to see the market go a little bit crazy. Only 6 active listings were, last year we had 7. There were 11 sales. Average selling price, 348 last year. Of those 11 sales, 381 of the 14 homes that sold this year. So you can see some prices are on the rise. Their days on the market have dropped. All those things pointing to prices going up. And also, when I talked about interest rates, right now, I just had one mortgage specialist send me over information on a 4.84 for a 5-year fixed term. That wasn't the case 6-7 months ago. So the Bank of Canada rate hasn't dropped at all, but the banks are dropping their interest rates for 5-year fixed terms. So take a look at that. Ask us questions. Reach out to us. Let's have a real estate related conversation. If you're looking to buy, time to get in the market. Otherwise, you are going to be getting caught up in real big multiple offers in the very near future. Let us know what real estate related questions you have. If you're thinking of selling, now is a good time to be getting on the market too as well. Let us know what questions you have. We love chatting real estate. We love talking with you. Have yourself a fantastic day, and we look forward to talking to you soon.